Proclamation number 6618 of 10th of August, 1956. God's will. Man-made commandments. What God asks of you is nothing unrealizable but can be done very easily by you if only you have the will to respect God's will. For then you will receive the strength to carry out what He asks of you. Your original nature was love, for you emerged from the original strength, from divine love. If you are now devoid of all love, then it is due to your own will which turned away from God and thereby also rejected His illumination of love, thus you rejected it. But if you turn to Him again in free will, then you also open yourselves to His illumination of love and receive it in the form of strength which you now also use in God's will. For works of love. Because the divine strength of love is an inner impetus for you to likewise be active according to your fundamental nature. And that is all God requires of you, that you voluntarily turn to Him again and are now also able to shape yourselves into love again. God requires this of all His living creations, be it on earth or in the kingdom of the beyond, because without such a transformation into love the being can never find the union with God which alone makes it happy. Earthly life has now been given to you humans for this purpose, and at the same time He also guides His gospel to you. The knowledge of God's will and of your earthly task. He makes the divine teaching of love accessible to you in order to first stimulate your thinking, which shall then determine your will. Therefore, anyone who turns his will towards God will also find it easy to acquire the kingdom of heaven, thus to be placed into the state of beatitude which necessitates the fulfillment of divine will. However, anyone whose will is still determined by God's opposite pole, because the human being himself grants him the right to do so, will have to make great efforts to detach himself from this power, and he will also hardly decide to do deeds of love because he is completely without strength due to his willful turning away from God, which also means that he rejects every gift of strength and expresses this in unloving thoughts and actions. A change in love on earth is all God requires of you humans, for it only applies to the transformation of your wrong will and being to what you originally were. Only that which can lead to this change of nature, only that which promotes a life of love in unselfishness, can be regarded as God's will. But you humans have arbitrarily given yourselves commandments and thereby pushed the divine commandments, which only demand love for God and your neighbor, into the background. Because the commandments issued by you are more respected than those given by God Himself and which alone lead to beatitude. If you want to be obedient, you now have to deal with a ballast which does not bring you much beatitude, which is rather a great danger for you if you forget the divine commandments of love. And again you must therefore be enlightened. Again and again the divine teaching of love and its effect on your soul must be presented to you. And you must know that you will not get any further if you ignore these commandments of love. And no matter how eagerly you try to fulfill what you are commanded by people, what, moreover, is presented to you as God's will. Only the works of love determine your fate in eternity, and these are not difficult for those who also receive strength from God through their devotion to Him. As soon as your thoughts, your will, is directed towards God, the spark of love in you will also become a flame, and you will be urged from within to work with love. And so that you turn your will towards God, He reveals Himself to you in many ways, in creation, in your earthly fate and through His word. and every person who is of good will can recognize him. Amen.